real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet worldwide. So those not in Hawaii and listening on the internet, aloha. And today we want to talk about the battery tender and the Optima battery. The Optima battery is the battery I recommend. And the battery tender is a battery charger that charges your car's battery. For those of you that don't use your cars, like Harvey Maeda, Damien Farias, to name a few. It's a good way of keeping the battery fully charged without having to go charge it up, disconnect the charger, charge it up, you know. You just leave the battery tender on, and whenever it goes down, the battery goes down, it charges up automatically. So it's really good stuff. So that's what I recommend. And the Degreaser 2000 sold by Crestec Cleaning Center has been tested as the best cleaning agent for anything. It's a universal cleaning detergent. Degreaser 2000. Good for all kinds of stuff. Now comes the meaty, greedy stuff. This accident that happened where a 14-year-old girl died in Eva. That was really unnecessary, as we all know. When we had this, our junior dragster program at Hawaii Raceway Park, the classes that the parents and the child had to take before getting into the junior dragster program was excellent. Herb Barboza was the guy that taught the classes, and yes, it was real graphic. It showed the real accidents with the bodies in it. And that woke up the kids. Also had two wrecked cars outside the classroom that was totally wrecked and people had died. Seeing accidents like this, I feel it's the best program for all driver education programs. They have to see to believe. You know, by having just a news clip come out, it doesn't really wake them up. And we need to do something, because one accident is too many. You know there's going to be a lot of lawsuits on this. And that's sad. We don't have to have the lawsuits. We don't have to lose lives like this. Now, if you have any comments or anything to make on this, you can call me at 808-296-5467. Okay? 808-296-5467. A high-rise, I know this is not Automotive 101, a high-rise that's trying to come up in Kaka'ako, where I was one of the first board of directors for the Hawaii Community Development Authority, that HCDA. We blocked all these from happening because we're trying to preserve the Mauka Makai viewplane. Well, 400 feet is a little high. Back then, I think it was 350 feet. Now they want to go to, what, 700 feet? Where's the limit, folks? One is too many. It's awful personal gain. They don't give a hoot for how Hawaii looks. It's all about money. Is money that much, it worth that much to them? To ruin the most beautiful place in the world? And the rail's going to do a good job at that too. You wait and see. The highway's pretty bad, but not as bad as what the rail's going to make it look like. Anyway, spark plugs I recommend is Autolite XP. Extra Performance Autolite Spark Plugs is what I recommend. No other. And you know everything that I recommend, I have tested. Like the Degreaser 2000, I have tested it. Okay, so fuel cost dictates the economy, folks. Wake up. As the fuel cost goes up, economies fall down. Go look at history. And that's why you're taught history in school. Because they want to give you the head start on life. Okay? Fuel costs go up. Economy goes down. Why? It's because trucking for all the products that we use, the transportation costs, the cost for fuel to take you to work and bring you home, and the cost for fuel for the students to go to school. It's all the way down the line. It's a domino effect. Fuel cost is killing us. And Hawaii has the highest fuel costs in the nation. Okay? Other thing. Oahu has the highest registration fee. Highest in the nation. Higher than the other islands on Oahu. Why is it that we pay higher registration fee only on Oahu? Because we have more people? I thought the more people you get, it makes it cheaper. Well, I don't hear anybody screaming about it. But, you know, it's up to you. Registration fee for a Toyota Camry in Arizona is $40 a year, folks. Yes, $40 a year. Okay, and you don't see pothole roads like crazy in Arizona, but only on Oahu, it's full of potholes, and we pay the most registration fee. Now, did anybody ask any of the candidates running for mayor this question? No. Does anybody care? No. That accident, by the way, that happened. Did anybody check the road if that young driver hit a pothole and lost control? Hello? Did anybody check it? No. Maybe it wasn't his fault. Yeah, he might have been drinking, but if any person hits that pothole at that kind of speed, they're going to lose it. But nobody squawks about that, yeah? Just Hawaiian Automotive 101. So, anyway. And for your information, the Shell gas sales hasn't gone up. So, why should Shell sponsor the trivia prizes if they're not getting any results? Think about it. Have some common sense, folks. Would you spend thousands of dollars to run commercials and you get no increase in sales? Would you do it? No way. It's a waste of money. Okay? So, you know, it's like the racers in Hawaii. they don't really patronize their sponsors. What I mean by patronize their sponsors is to recommend the sponsors to other people. And that's the biggest reason why Hawaii racers cannot get major sponsorship. Well, the mainland, the same thing. Okay, so it's a two-way street, folks. If somebody's helping you, you got to help them. Anyway, who do we have?
We have Ren from Honolulu.
Hi, Ren.
Hi. You know, I can't agree with you more about the registration fee. Because I drive a Honda Civic. I pay $260 registration. My brother on the Big Island, he drives a Nissan Altima. He pays $90. It seems like the city officials, they don't really care if the roads are in a mess. Mm-hmm. There is no plan in place. It takes 3 to 5 years just to do one road, maybe longer. So, you know, it's just the political climate in this town. The unions are too strong. There's too much politics going on, and Honolulu suffers. I've never seen any potholes when I drive in Las Vegas, Los Angeles, San Francisco. Nothing.
Yeah, and how much is their registration?
Well, I'm sure it's way lower than ours.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people of this county should be up in arms and call their city councilman like I've been doing.
Well, the people, that's what's sad about Hawaii. The people won't make noise because they have this old stigmatism of no make noise, you're going to get in trouble.
Right. You know, like when they repaired that I-405 in Los Angeles, they gave that contractor only a weekend to do the work. And after that, they were fining him by the hour.
Wow.
You know, like $10,000 an hour.
Wow.
You'd never see something like that over here.
No. They're all buddy-buddy.
That's right. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Aloha. Well, I don't hear a lot of people making noise. See? That's a perfect example. People just don't make noise. Why? Because the old thinking of no make noise, you're going to get in trouble. So, I must be really in trouble. Am I the only one making noise? You know, go think about it, folks. Why is it? And why is it only on Oahu is required to have reconstruction permit if you modify your car? I think it's unconstitutional. How the heck did they get away with this? I don't care about population numbers and all that. So what? They get less population, so they don't need reconstruction? Hello? Don't you think it's unconstitutional? Huh? It's discriminating. Only because you live on Oahu, you gotta have your car reconstruct permit if you modify the car. Now, where in the USA can you pull this off? The trouble is, folks, the lawmakers think that they're King Kong. They're rulers. And we, the peasants, have no say. Oh, if you think that is right, then I give up. They're not rulers. We, the people of Hawaii, is the rulers. Not the governor. Not Danny Inouye. We, the people, are the rulers. And they're supposed to listen to our requests. It's like having a business and you tell your workers what to do and they tell you, no, you don't. What are you going to say? I know what you're going to say. Oh, okay, I'll go do it. Well.
We'll be right back with George Nika on Automotive 101.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved...
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Cute Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, it's Rolling Bob here, George. I got the answer for your question.
Shoot.
Why don't people focus? Because, you know, you notice when they run for office, they pick one thing, and that's all they talk about. Now, I understand the rail was important, but like you said, nobody talked about potholes. Nobody talked about property tax. You know, nobody talks about the other things that are important to people, but they just keep throwing this one thing at you. And then, you know, that's what you focus on. Then after the election, they just go, well, hey, I never said I was going to do anything about that.
That's right.
And then the next time around, like I said, the two things they always talk about, education and whatever the hot topic is, and it happened to be rail.
So education, Bob, they don't do anything about. Period.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. But I said that's the second one they always talk about. I'm for the kids. I'm going to help this. I'm going to help. They can't even run the bus system right for the kids.
I wish that they did the same thing with the rail. All talk and no action.
Well, guess
that
what?
Would be perfect.
Guess what? If you talk to the people with the kids, they'll tell you there's no action for the kids.
Yeah, that's why I want them to do that with the rail.
Right, exactly.
No, do the rail.
Well, I don't know.
But it involves money. The money.
You know,
the kids don't give them money.
Money into it. And then, speaking of education, before I go, Governor Jindal in Louisiana comes up with a system to help the kids that aren't doing well in the lower performing schools to give them vouchers so they can go to, you know, private schools. Guess who sues them to stop them from doing that?
Who?
The teachers' union. The teacher said it's not fair because you got to offer the same thing to every kid. And then they're like, well, wait a minute. The kids that are doing good, they're okay. We're trying to help the kids that could use a little extra. But no, see, that's how it works. No, everybody gets the same, and everybody gets the same result.
Not here.
And we don't want the raises. So anyway, I better get off because now I got a bunch of teachers going to come looking for me. So as always, take care of your car to take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Well, a lot of the teachers know how I feel because I told them. Is never going to happen. Because for one, no politician ever said how he's going to make billions of dollars for the state. All they kept saying is blow smoke up your you-know-what. No. is how you're going to do anything without money. What? You're going to say, wow, we're going to have government grant? Yeah, right. Grant. There's nothing to help the people. Check your oil and fluids this holiday season, because a lot of you are going to be running around crazy, but you're going to neglect the oil. We have been seeing two people so far come in with absolutely no oil in the engine, and it wiped out the engine. Now they want to put oil in, but it's too late. But that is Hawaii's thinking. They always wait until it's too late and then try to do something. Think ahead, folks. Please, for the children of Hawaii, think ahead. Not about yourself. Your responsibility and everybody's responsibility is the children. They didn't ask to be born. They're born. Now it's your responsibility to make the future brighter for them. And if you think rail is going to make their future bright, then go for it. I don't see it. Okay? So, anyway, that's my take. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, on the trivia, we have only one more card left. Okay? And that's the end. Why? Because the Shell gas sales didn't go up. Yeah, you listen, but nobody pushes it. So, there goes the trivia prize of gas cards. And this is the last one. And we're going to use Wanda's last trivia question. Where is the second most dangerous intersection? I think that was back in the 1930s. I think so. The second most dangerous intersection. Wanda, what was your trivia question? The second worst intersection in 1930s?
Yeah, in 1930s, a publication listed Honolulu's 20 worst intersections. Which one was rated number 2?
Okay. 808-296-5467. That's for the last Shell card. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Chris from Palolo.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, George. How are you doing?
Okay.
I got a question. You would still recommend the Anzoil PI fuel injector cleaner?
Yes, but the ethanol is far better.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because you cannot drink the PI.
Yeah.
But you can drink the ethanol.
That's right. Okay. So, do you know where I can get some?
I'm the only one that have it.
You're the only one that has it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you just add ethanol and then it cleans it out after a while.
Yeah. Go give Harvey Maeda a call on Kauai. He'll tell you about it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Sounds good. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thank you, George.
Aloha. Okay. 808-296-5467. Give us a call. Okay. So, water spots on your windshield and your glass. Crestec Cleaning Center has the excellent, excellent water spot remover. Very easy to use. Go down to Crestec and get some and try it. Fabulous. Really good. Or give Crestec a call at 942-2500. 942-2500. Okay? Who's next?
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, hi, George. Is it Dillingham and King?
Call us back and try again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, folks, you got to remember, this is 1930. We're not saying 2012. 1930, the roads were real skinny and only two lanes. One go, one come. That's it. And because government had brighter idea of making one-way streets, it made everybody's thinking one way. Me and me, myself. It should be two ways. Okay? Second most dangerous intersection in 1930. That's for the last shell card. And you got 30 days to get it if you win. I decided to bring this hard one out and try to stretch the shell card as far as I can stretch it. All three grades now have 20% more nitrogen-enriched cleaning agents for even more protection from performance-rubbing gunk. No other gasoline protects better than Shell. There you go. My last caller, or the caller before that, was asking about a cleaner. Well, if you're using Shell, you're almost there. Okay? Shell Premium is what I recommend. The V-Power, go try it. Good mileage. Okay, who's next?
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hey, Bill.
Is it, let me see, Kalakau and Kapilani?
Call us back and try again.
Okay, thank you.
Kalakau and Kapilani back in the 30s was really small, and it wasn't dangerous. Okay, but now it's big, big intersection. So anyway. Cloudy headlights do not pass safety check, but they're passing them. So why have safety check? You can clean those headlights with Mother's aluminum magwheel polish. Put it on a terry cloth and rub it, exercise a little, and it comes like new. Okay, who's next?
We have Gordon from IEA.
Hi, Gordon.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I would say the 1940s, they had a policeman standing on a box at King and Bishop. Is that the one?
I don't know.
He was standing on a box directing traffic in the middle of intersection.
Call us back and try again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And it's not 1940s, it's 1930s. Okay? 1930s. It's the last shell card, folks. You know, I try to tell you, we got to bring up the sales. Otherwise, the sponsor's going to cut. And I don't blame them. Because if it was your company, and you put in the money for the radio spots, would you keep doing it if the sales never went up? I don't think so. People sponsor because they want sales. Now, we got to think about that. Okay? I don't know. I can only say, if people don't listen, then there it goes. Sorry about that. Again, the reconstruction law for those with modified cars is illegal. It's discriminating against only the people of Oahu, not the rest of the islands. I don't know how these politicians get off making laws like this. It's so unreal. Really. Call your representatives, you know, and people in office in your area and let them know. If you don't call them, they keep doing the wrong things. You got to feel sorry for them. Not too bright. You got to tell them that. Okay? So, anyway. A lot of people think using the cheaper gas saves money. It doesn't. You get far less gas mileage. And getting gas mileage is driving down the road, not staying in the garage idling. Come on, folks. How are you going to get gas mileage idling in the garage? See? Idling in the garage, what I mean by that is on the freeway. Hello. When you guys are stuck in the freeway for half an hour, 1 hour, you're using up gas. You're not getting mileage. To figure mileage, you got to be on an open road. City driving is 35 miles an hour on an open road, no traffic. Okay, we got to go to break.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-296-5467 if you have the right answer to the last trivia shell card. Okay, so anyway, people crossing the crosswalks at night, I don't know about you, but a lot of people tell me it's really hard to see the people crossing the street. And I think, you know, the lawmakers say the pedestrians has the right of way. That may be so. But how are you protecting the pedestrian? By telling them that they have the right of way, so charge across the crosswalk. No problem. If you get run over, they're going to charge the guy that hit you for running you over. Yeah, big whoopee-doo. You'd be dead. But don't you see how people cross the street without looking? Because they have that knowledge that the politicians that made the law, that the pedestrians have the right of way. Yeah, but what about the driver not seeing the pedestrian? Hello? Where's these politicians' brains? they don't intend to kill the people. But if you don't see them, you're going to hit them. It's common sense. Okay, who's next on the phone?
We have Doug from Waimanalo.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, George. Listen, as an automotive technician, I'd like to ask you a question. There's a product apparatus that is sold or advertised on your station, 690. Supposedly, it increases your gas mileage and supposedly increases your horsepower by about 18%. Have you heard anything about this or investigated to see what it is?
What is it called?
And that's all I picked up was that it'll increase gas mileage and increase horsepower by 18%.
Okay.
I didn't get the actual name of the product, but it's on your station. It's advertised on a daily basis.
Yeah, I don't recommend it.
I figured so.
Yeah, because for number one, what people don't look at is they're only looking at money, money, money.
Okay? Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
But they don't look at the results of what it is.
Yeah, I wondered if it had something to do with the addressing the gasoline that would make it automized or the spray or whatever, but I have no idea.
No, we've tested a lot of things. And I think I know the product you're talking about, and that does nothing to increase gas mileage. Nothing.
Okay.
The only
thank you for the information. I really appreciate that, George, listening
you're
to
welcome.
You seem to have the answers for this automotive problems that we face.
You're
hey,
welcome.
Can I take a poke at the intersection you're speaking of?
Sure.
Could it be Warden and Britannia?
Call us back and try again.
Thank you, Wanda.
Good try. Okay, so, yes, be careful of what people claim as fuel savings. Okay? It can be very, very hazardous to your health. And most of them, all of them, are. All except ethanol. And that's why I've been pushing ethanol, because ethanol is safe. It's clean. They make vodka out of ethanol. If you look on the vodka bottle, it says ethanol and water. So if it's safe enough to drink, it should be safe for you. Okay? So, anyway. Ethanol has oxygen, and oxygen will oxygenate the gas and make it burn better, giving you better gas mileage. It's a no-brainer. Oh, so hard to convince people. But the people of Kauai is catching on little by little. And you people on Kauai that want to try the ethanol, give Harvey Maera a call. Harvey's number is 651-2813. Harvey also sells the electronic rust-proofing device that is excellent. And we also sell it too at Nita's Auto Repair. So give Harvey a call if you want to try ethanol on Kauai. For you people on Maui and Molokai, you can call Sybil Lopez at 336-1587. That's 336-1587. Okay? Who's next on the phone?
We have Margaret from Makiki.
Hi, Margaret.
Hello, and thank you for this program. We just wanted to guess, 4th Street and King Street.
Call us back and try.
Thank you.
Thanks for trying. I told you this is a hard one. You just got to go down the row and try all the streets. Okay? So, did Wanda say it's in Honolulu? Or is it on Oahu? Which? Is it on Honolulu or Oahu? Hello?
Why? Honolulu.
Oh, okay. Anyway. For those of you that have modified vehicles, I would protest to your politician, your representative, that this is really unconstitutional. Okay? They're discriminating on Oahu only. Only because of population? Come on. That's BS. So, anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. It's like the seatbelt law. That's unconstitutional. Because you're not hurting anybody. And what about that girl that died? She had the seatbelt on. What's up with that? And what's up with the airbag that's supposed to save your life, but they said children, it will kill the children? Well, what kind of safety device is that? Do you know of anybody that got hit in the face with an airbag? Go talk to them. They'll tell you a thing or two about airbags. Because it's like somebody slammed a 2x6 board into their face. Okay? So, anyway, this is the last gasoline trivia card that we have left. So, you know, I'm sorry, but gas sales hasn't gone up for Shell, so they're discontinuing this trivia prize. I'll try to convince them to try another month, but you know how that goes. Anyway, who's next on the phone?
We have Harold from Kaneohe.
Hi, Harold.
Hi, George. Thank you for your show.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I used to make a lot of Castle Junction.
Castle Junction?
Yeah.
Wait. Before she tell you, call us back and try again. She said Honolulu, you know.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, that's not Honolulu.
Okay.
Try again.
Okay.
Give me another intersection.
Ward and Kapiolani.
Call us back and try again. Good guess, though.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, who's next?
We have Gordon from IEA.
Hey, Gordon.
Hi, I'm going to stick in downtown Honolulu. How about one block over, South King and Port?
Call us back and try again.
Thank you.
How come nobody ever picked Ala Moana? Did I let the cat out of the bag? Anyway, second most dangerous intersection in 1930. Just pick anything. You shame she tell you call us back and try again. No shame, try. Okay? That's the last trivia card from Shell. I will try to see if they'll go for more. I doubt it. Because like everything else, everybody buys commercials or puts trivias for a reason. Okay? They want sales. And it's not like Shell gas is junk. It's the best you can buy right now. So, I don't know. All I can do is say, and if you don't do it, then we lose it. And when we lose it, then everybody panic. Whatever. Anyway, now the phone's going crazy because getting close to getting off the air. Okay, so the only reason I don't like the rail is because it's going to make Hawaii ugly. If they put it on the ground, it'll be a different story. Up in the air like that, oh God, it's ugly. Okay, so the other thing about up in the air, folks, if you think about it, the electricity goes out, and you know it goes out all the time in Honolulu. How are you going to get off the rail?
We are going to go off the air for a little bit. We're just going for a quick break on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Find my
form. Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the phone?
We have Chip from Honolulu.
Hi, Kip. Hi.
Hi. Hi, I'm gonna guess Kapi'olani and Keaomoku.
Call us back and try again.
Okay, thanks.
1930. That's kind of hard to go back, yeah? Who's next?
We have Charlie from Miley.
Hi, Charlie.
Yes?
You're on the air.
Yeah, my guest is Ala Moana and Ward.
Ala Moana and Ward?
Yeah.
That's your final answer?
Final answer.
Ala Moana and Ward. Was there Ala Moana back in 1930?
Gotta be at Ala Moana, huh?
I don't know. She has the answer.
Oh, okay.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Okay. Ala Moana and Ward.
Call us back and try
again.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Thanks. Good try. Okay, who's next?
We have Jerry from Waipio.
Hi, Jerry.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. Is it King and River Street?
Call us back and try again.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Who's next?
We have Tom from Kalihi.
Hey, Tom.
Hi. It's a King at University.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Nice try. That's a good one. Might be a street that you never even thought about. Okay. So, give us a call at 808. 296-5467, and all she can tell you is call us back and try again. It could be a street in Manoa. We don't know, yeah? Okay, so try. Only can win a gas card, that's all. No big deal. Okay? All three grades now have 20% more nitrogen enriched cleaning agents for even more protection from performance rubbing gunk. No other gasoline protects better than Shell. And that's why I've been recommending Shell, folks. But, you know, not everybody listens. Even that guy, Ed, that works here at the studio. They don't listen. He lost his engine the other day. I mean, somebody didn't steal it. It blew up. Anyway. Who's next?
We have Harold from Kaneohe.
Hi, Harold.
Hi. Is it Queen and Ward?
Queen and Ward.
Call us back and try again.
Okay. Who's next?
Gordon from Aiea.
Hi, Gordon.
Hi, Lestead. Ala Moana and Kalakaua.
Call us back and try again.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. Okay.
We have Bob from Manoa.
Hey, Bob.
Oh, hi. Hold on for Bob.
There.
Oh, okay. I'll take it. He's driving.
Oh, okay. Where is he driving?
Where is he driving? We're on the freeway.
Oh, okay. What's up?
Oh, he already said it. It was Punahou and King.
Punahou and King.
Right.
Okay, is that his final answer?
That is his final answer.
Okay, Wanda is on the phone right now, and we have to ask her because she didn't tell me the answer.
Oh, okay. Okay, we'll hold it. We'll move on.
Where was that now again?
Punahou and King.
Okay, call us back and try again.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Okay, who's next?
We have Mary from Manoa.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. Would it be a Nuuanu in Dawson? Back in those days?
Call us back and try again.
Oh, boy. Okay, who's
we
next?
Have Doug from Waimanalo.
Hi, Doug.
Hey, George. Let's say it's Kapi'olani and Middle Street.
Kapi'olani and Middle Street?
Correct.
I don't think Kapi'olani goes to Middle Street.
When I'm thinking.
Give me another intersection.
Well, that's what I was thinking of. I thought kind of Kapi'olani continued across Kalakaua, so I could be wrong.
Kapi'olani and Kalakaua?
Call us.
Okay.
I'll try again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, who's next?
We have Glenn from Kailua.
Hi, Glenn.
Yeah, hi, George. My guest is Harding Avenue, King Street, Kapi'olani, and Wailai Avenue.
Call us back and try again.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, you guys all know she's going to say, call us back and try again, but try anyway. Okay,
we have
next?
Harold from Kaneohe.
Hey, Harold.
Hey, how's it? Pikoi and Alamoana.
I'm going to give you another chance because I think somebody else will see that already.
Oh, somebody said that already. Okay. Pensacola and Alamoana.
Pensacola and Alamoana.
Call us back and try again.
Sorry. Okay, who's next?
We have Calvin from Honolulu.
Hi, Calvin.
Hi. Hello. Okay, I'm going to guess King and Bishop.
Oh, call us back and try again, she said.
Thank you.
Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. I told you this was going to be a hard one. And this is a hard one for the last trivia shell card. So, try it. I mean, you know, I keep saying you got to patronize the sponsor. Otherwise, the sponsors are not going to spend the money to sponsor the show. You know, like Maui Toyota and Autotech. So, anyway, okay, who's next?
We have Lois from Pearl City.
Hi, Lois.
Hi. How about Fort and Hotel?
Fort and Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Okay.
We have Val from Macaulay.
Hi, Val. Val.
Hello.
Hi.
I would say King and Bertania.
Where?
King and Bertania.
King and Bertania.
Yeah.
King and Bertania?
Call us back and try again.
Yeah.
Okay. Next?
We have Mary from Liliha.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. My guest is King and Kauai Hau.
King and Kauai Hau. Oh, okay. I see it. That's your final answer?
Yes.
King and Kauai Hau.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Okay, who's next?
Charlie from Maile.
Hi, Charlie.
Hey. No, one more guest. I think I get him.
Good luck.
Waikamilo and Nimitz.
Call us back and try again.
Oh, boy. We're running out of intersections, people. Get the right one. It might be a small little one that you're not thinking about. 808-296-5467. That's for the last Shell gas card. I'll try to get more, but I don't know. It's hard, you know, to tell people today with a bad economy, hey, put some more money out, even if nobody gonna buy your product. That's hard, you know. Think. It's a two-way street, folks. Think about it. Would you spend money for something and not get any sales increase? No. You wouldn't do it. Okay? So, the way we stay on the air is from good folks like Maui Toyota and Auto Tech. Now, if you want to go to a good place for dinner, my recommendation is the Chart House. Fabulous. Fabulous food and scenery. Okay, who's next?
We have Aaron from Kailua.
Hi, Aaron.
Okay, my guest is King and Luna Lilo.
Call us back and try again.
Wow, that's a good one. Okay, who's next?
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, hi, George. I don't know if anybody guessed it yet, but Neil, Anu, and King.
Call us back and try again.
I knew it. Hear those words.
Everybody's ready for that words. Okay, who's next?
We have Joni from Manoa.
Hi, Joni.
Hi. How about Alakea and Baratania?
Call us back and try again.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Wow. Give us a call, 808-296-5467, so you can hear Wanda say, call us back and try again. Try to take a guess, you know. Okay, so, I don't know. My gut feeling is one of the small streets today, because all the streets were small back then. There were no big streets like today. I got to remember, it's 1930. Wow. That's real dinosaur. Okay, so, go figure it out. But anyway, filling gas in the morning is the best time to fill gas, because gasoline is very, very temperature sensitive. You get more for your money filling in the morning, especially with the bad pumps today. Okay, who's next?
We have Francis from Kaneohe.
Hi, Francis. Francis.
Hello.
Hi.
I would say Bandoa and Oahu Avenue.
Call us back and try again.
Oh, that was a good guess. Okay, who's next?
We have Nancy from Makiki.
Hi, Nancy.
Yeah. I want to say Alamoana and John in a road.
Back. Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Last one.
Oh, yep.
Gordon from IEL.
Hi, Gordon.
Hi, King in Kalakaua.
Call us back and try again.
Thank you.
Okay, that's the signal. We got to go, folks. Sorry if you didn't win it. I feel so bad that you didn't win the gas card. Anyway, this is Hawaii. Let's keep it the most beautiful spot in the world. Take care of each other, and please don't drink and drive. You see what happened last week, this week. Let's not happen again. Okay? See you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
Do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.